Welcome, neighbors and friends. This is Pastor Bob Weitz in Plymouth, Illinois, and I welcome you to stay tuned to Lessons from Scripture. Well, welcome back once again, neighbors and friends. This is Pastor Bob up here in Plymouth, Illinois, and glad you could be with us today, and I'm certainly glad to be here. I want to talk a little bit today about God makes things right when things go wrong. God makes things right when things go wrong. You know, we all have situations in our life where things are just not going the way we think they should be, or we know they're not going right, and we sometimes can't find a way out. How do we fix this? How do we make it right? And I want to assure you that the Bible tells us, I believe it. It works for me. It's worked for millions of others, and it'll work for you, that Jesus can make your wrongs right. He does that by offering forgiveness and redemption through his sacrifice on the cross. And that's really the key to all of this, is that Jesus made a sacrifice for us. He willingly, even though through agony and severe, horrible punishment, still he sacrificed willingly his life on the cross so our sins could be made right. And when I say wrongs in our life, a lot of times the things that are going wrong in our life are things that we brought on ourselves, sadly, by our life choices, things we've decided to do, and things we say, and situations come up where instead of making them better, we make them worse. And sometimes we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Now, that's not always true. There are times when people just make things bad for you, and things are wrong. And we have to wonder what we can do about it. But Jesus will help you through all of those situations. The little ones all the way up through the big ones. You think there's never a way out. But when Jesus was sacrificed on the cross, he essentially was taking on the punishment for humanity's sins, for our sins, allowing us as a people to be reconciled with God and receive eternal life, thus making all of our wrongs right through his grace and mercy. Now, Jesus died on the cross for you. Remember that. Jesus died on the cross for you. But, and here's the key, he rose from the dead 3 days later, and now awaits for you in heaven. Now, God, remember this. God loves us even though we're sinners. We're all sinners, friends. Every one of us. We all sin. Little ways, big ways, we all sin. We're humans. We're fallible. We're not perfect. You're not going to become perfect. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, you don't automatically become perfect. You've maybe heard me say this before. We don't become perfect, but we have an avenue with Jesus and the Holy Spirit to become better and better and better, and to defeat the wiles of the old devil who fights against us every day in many, many ways. That he loves us enough. God loved us enough to provide a way to eternal joy and happiness through Jesus. All of our sins were wrong, every one of them. There wasn't a sin that any of us, me included, did that was right. They were all wrong. But through Jesus, our sins are made right. And God forgives us and makes us clean again. And in that process, in our daily lives, once you accept Jesus, in our daily lives, things will come up and they'll be wrong and we don't know what to do about it. And we pray to Jesus about it, and he shows us a way. He provides a way to make our problems in life, our wrongs in life, be corrected and become right. And that's that. We don't have to wait until we die to get all of our rights, or excuse me, all of our wrongs righted. He will help us in our daily lives. He'll help you in your daily life to wrong all the rights that are going on, to right all the wrongs that is going on in your life. I'll get it straight here in a minute, folks. But Jesus does that. He's done it for me many times. He's done it for you, and you maybe didn't even realize it. But whenever something's wrong, we feel that it's wrong. We, in our mind, our heart, and our soul, we know something's wrong, and we struggle with it. But when something happens at right, we also recognize that, don't we? The problem is a lot of times we don't recognize that Jesus provided that way for us. He gave us that avenue. He gives you that avenue. All we have to do is take advantage of the fact that we have a way to make all of our wrongs right, not only for when we pass away, but throughout our daily lives also. So what we have to do is we have to make sure that when the time comes, when our time on this earth is over with, we have to be ready. We have to accept Jesus, because accepting Jesus makes us ready for when he comes back. It's that simple. And by hearing the word of the Bible, God's holy word, we're not in the dark about it. It tells us that in 1 Thessalonians 5:4. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. Now, why does it say like a thief? Because we don't know when the Lord is coming back. Jesus himself does not know when he's going to return. The angels don't know when Jesus is going to return. Only God the Father knows. And when God tells Jesus it's time, then he will come back, and we won't know about it until it happens. So we won't have time to say, oh, there comes Jesus. Let me get my things all in order. It'll be too late. You got to be ready. So my question today to all of us is, do you want your rights to be made, your wrongs to be made right? Do you want your problems to be fixed? Do you want your life to be happier, and to, when things come against you that are evil and bad, someone to fix those for you? Well, that's what Jesus does. And then the second question, do you want to go to heaven when you die? And if you do, then you need to accept the Lord. So will you be ready, or will you be surprised? That's the question we have to ask ourselves every day. Are we ready for the Lord? Are we ready for the Lord to help us through our life, to fix our problems, to right our wrongs, and to be in eternity with him forever? And if you are ready for that, then you just need to do it. Find out more about who Jesus is, learn about him, believe in your heart and mind exactly what the Bible tells you, accept him, and your life will be so much better. But also share that with your children. None of us want to accept Jesus, knowing we're going to heaven, and not share that with your children. So if the Lord shows up all of a sudden, like he's going to, and we're ready, but our kids aren't, we've left them behind. Do we really want our children to be left behind wondering why we didn't tell them about Jesus? Of course not. So we have to share Jesus with our kids, our family, and our friends. So there's an avenue for making wrongs right. Now I know, and I'm going to tell you this, it's all of us, some of us, most of us have never had it easy. There's some that have had it very easy in life, but a lot of us have never had it easy. Some of us were, or some of you out there, were born into a home where things were tough, with no godly guidance. So you grew up with the same ungodly attitude you were raised with. I can't say that it's your fault that things turned out that way. That's how you was raised. And a lot of people try to use that for an excuse, but it's no excuse. Just because you was raised a certain way doesn't mean that you have to stay that way. We all know right from wrong when we do it. When we do something wrong, we knew it was wrong the moment we done it. We know when somebody does something wrong to us, we know it the moment they do it. We're not surprised by any of that. None of that shocks us, and we see somebody, so I can't believe they did that. Yeah, you can believe it. Because when you're living a life without the Lord in your life, you do some of those same things yourself. If you're honest with yourself, that is. And that's the key, being honest. But Jesus can change all that. All of it. He can help you in your life, and when the trumpet blows, you'll be ready, not surprised. That's a great thing. So let me tell you how Jesus can make, what he can do. Just a few little things here. In Psalms 51, 8 through 13, David said, praying to God in one of his psalms, make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. So see, Jesus can do all of those things. He'll teach you. He'll teach you how to do things the right way. He'll help you. He'll show you joy and gladness. If you give your life to Jesus, he'll hide his face from your sins. He'll wipe away and turn from all the bad things we've done. He'll turn them to the back and get rid of them. And he'll blot out all of our iniquities that we've had. He'll clean them out of the book of life. They won't be there anymore. And he'll give you a clean heart like David prayed. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God. And then another key part of that verse, he says, and renew a right spirit within me. The wrong spirit that you lived with for all those years, doing things you know you shouldn't have done, thinking things you know you shouldn't have thought, he will make all of those into rights for you. He'll give you a spirit of righteousness that you'll be able to feel and experience, enjoy, and live with the right spirit, the right attitude, the right consciousness of doing right from wrong. And if you stay with Jesus, he won't cast himself away from you. David said, cast me not away from your presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from you. He'll restore the joy of the Lord's salvation to you, and will uphold you with thy free spirit. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And with all that wonderful stuff, you can then help and share with your children and your friends, your family, all the good things that Jesus has done for you, and all the things that were going wrong. All of a sudden, the Lord made them all go away, and everything became so much better. You're still going to have problems, of course. You're still going to have people that might want to do wrong to you and hurt you, and, you know, do things that you don't agree with or like, or that hurt your feelings. But the Lord will take those troubles away. And how do I know that? It says it's right in the Bible. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world does. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Isn't that amazing? He's given us this peace if we'll just accept it. He's not going to give you the kind of things that the world gives. He's given us His peace, His glorious divine peace that we can have a part of in our hearts and minds. And that way we don't have to be troubled. We don't have to feel troubled all the time. When things start going wrong, we got somebody we can turn to and pray to. And He says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You don't have to fear anymore. Just rely on the Lord like He asked you to. So true peace, my friends, comes from Jesus, not from people, circumstances, things, none of that. Jesus' peace is a gift of salvation that He purchased with His blood. The peace the world offers is temporary and very unreliable. Believe me. While Jesus' peace is a gift for eternity that cannot be given by the world. His peace is for your life and after your death on earth is over, for the eternity of your life with Him in heaven, you'll have that kind of peace. Isn't that a marvelous thing to look forward to? How can that not be? Well, let me just say this, and I'm going to say it bluntly as I should. We think that we're at peace with a lot of stuff when everything is going right. You got a nice house, you got a nice car, you go out drinking on Friday nights, you're having fun, don't have any problems, everybody seems to love you. You just, boy, I tell you, life couldn't get any better. You got wonderful kids, a great wife, good job, people just love you to death, and just everything's great. You got a great life. I wouldn't want a better life. I've heard that said by so many people. I couldn't have a better life. Well, you're wrong. Because this life on earth is temporary. And so many people can't grasp that understanding. When you die, there's another life waiting for you. What is it going to be? Peace and joy and happiness with your Lord, or agony in hell? So we can't think on a temporary basis. All of this is going to be gone. When we die, that's the past. Your future's still ahead of you. We all say, oh, you got a great future. That boy's got a great future. That woman's got a great future. For how long? Till they die or forever? That's the key to life. How long am I going to have a great future? For a little while? Because look back on your life. For those out there over 30, how long ago was it you was 13 and 14 years old? Don't seem very long ago, does it? Like, what happened? Well, wait till you get to be 50 and 60 and like me in my 70s, and you wonder, where did 72 years go? How did that happen? Well, because life is temporary. It goes by fast, my friends. When you're young, it seems like life's forever. You're just a youngster and everything's great, and it just life goes on and on and on. You don't even think about death. It's the farthest thing from your mind. But when you get older, you realize your life is short. Where did that time go? Well, it goes by quick. So don't be deceived by thinking everything's great and everything's wonderful because everything is going just great for you. You still have a future to look forward to beyond this lifetime. And if you want this lifetime to be good and have your wrongs turned right, your problems turned into joy, and everything just being the way you thought it always could be, with even the Lord in your life, you got a chance. So many people think if they ask the Lord in their life, all of their fun's going to go away and all their joy that they've been experiencing is going to go away. You'll have a joy that you never thought of before. You never realize there was another kind of fun out there, another kind of joy that lives in your heart. It's a joy unspeakable and full of glory, as the song says. It's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to mention to, like it says in Matthew 24:42-50. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. You see what that says? Be aware, always on the watch, because we don't know when Jesus is coming. He's not going to warn us. He's told us already, I'm coming. Well, why don't you tell me when so I can be ready? He wants you to be ready now. Don't think you can wait till the last second to make it right with Jesus. He might come before that second you thought was coming gets here. And in Matthew, it continues on. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. So don't necessarily think that right in the middle of everything going great in your life, Jesus is going to pop down here and everything's going to be great. You don't know when he's coming. He might come right in the middle of a horrible thing that's happening in your life and you're down in the dumps, but then you prayed about it and you're the Lord's working it out for you and you're faithful. He knows you're faithful. He knows you put your trust in him. And right in the middle of that down time in your life, there he comes and you're good to go. You're still good to go. Isn't that because you was aware and you were ready for when he come down. So it continues on. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. What's that saying? Jesus is the master. He's the one that put us servant in the household to give them, and he gave us the, you know, their food at the, and their needs at the proper time. So we're the servant, and when the master Jesus comes, he wants to find us doing the things that he asks us to do when he comes. He don't want to surprise you. He wants to come and find you ready. Goes on to say in verse 47, truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away too long, and meaning Jesus ain't come back yet. You're starting to have doubts that Jesus is coming, so you start doubting. So what do? He continues on in 49. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and an hour he's not aware of. And that's why we have to have faith. Jesus is coming back. It's not if he comes back. He is coming back. The question is when. And we don't know when that is. So you got to have a life that's living with Jesus, that you can rely on him to make you happier than you ever thought your life could be. When you have a broken vehicle, I can't tell you how many trucks, pickup trucks I've had. I always have the habit of buying used pickup trucks. I bought 2 new vehicles in my life. And I just thought, man, I ain't spending that much money again on a new vehicle. So I started buying used ones. And a couple years go and bang, the transmission would go out or the engine would blow up or something would happen. And I'd go, are you kidding me? And many times, the majority of the time, actually, I didn't have a lot of money. And I couldn't, at that point, go out and buy a new truck if I wanted to. And I, a couple times, wondered, what am I going to do? I got to have a vehicle. At the time, the wife had a regular job. She still does. And I was working along with preaching, and I had a regular job and had to have transportation. And I didn't know where it was going to come from. And every time, and I'm going to tell you this, so you know, I believe it was four different times that I had vehicles that broke down to the point where you couldn't afford to fix them, or they weren't fixable, one of the two. And every time something came up where God found a way, we prayed about it, and we told each other, my wife and I, and we told the Lord, we know you're going to take care of this. We're relying on you. And I'll tell you one little time, it was so amazing to me. My older brother found out that that my truck had broke down and was not fixable. And he called me one day and he said, hey, I got this pickup truck I want you to come look at. And I said, well, it depends on how much it is. And he said, well, don't worry about the price. Just come look at it first. And I drove down to where he lives, which is about 70 miles, 75 miles from me. And we went up to another town. And he showed me a pickup truck. It was used. Very nice pickup truck. And we drove it, and it was nice. Very nice. And we got back, and he asked me what I thought of it. I said, well, it's really a nice truck. I said, it really is. I said, it depends on what he wants for it, because I only got so much money right now. And he said, well, let's just go talk to him. We went over and talked to him. And when we got over to him, my brother pulled out his wallet and pulled out some money and handed it to him, said, we'll take it. And I didn't have a clue that was going to happen. But he was a Christian man, my brother was. And he had already talked to the guy about the price and said, told him that we'd come look at it, and if it was what we thought, it was a good truck, we'd take it. And he bought that truck and wouldn't even let me pay for it. That wasn't a ton of money. It's like $600 at that time. Now, this was a long time ago, but it was at that time ago, $600, a lot of money, and I didn't have the extra. I had about $900 extra at that point in my life, and that's all I had. And I was going to use that for a vehicle, and he wouldn't let me pay for it. That was God's doing. God had put in my brother's heart a heart of righteousness, a right heart within him to do something like that. There was a time in his life where my brother would have never thought of doing that. But God changed him in a way that he didn't think possible. And he can do the same for you, my friends. He loves you. He'll take care of you. He'll right all of your wrongs and give you eternity of joy with him. So until next week, God bless you. I love you, and we'll see you again. Well, we're so glad you could join us today, and we pray that you'll come back every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Here on Q98.5 for more lessons from Scriptures with Pastor Bob Wise.